From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the debate over equal pay for women reignites in Texas.
But first,
today, we can say for certain that Toyota intentionally concealed information and misled the public about the safety issues behind these recalls.
Attorney General Eric Holder announcing a $1.2 billion settlement with Toyota following a four-year-long investigation into how and when the Japanese automaker disclosed safety problems with its cars. Toyota has responded with a statement saying that at the time of the recalls, we took full responsibility for any concerns our actions may have caused customers, and we rededicated ourselves to earning their trust. The statement went on to say that Toyota has gone back to, quote, putting customers first. The settlement comes as the Justice Department ramps up its investigation into another automaker, General Motors, looking into how it handled the recall of millions of cars with faulty ignition switches. Paul Eisenstein is following these stories for the DetroitBureau.com. He's with us from WDET in Detroit. Paul, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Well, first, give us a little bit of the background for people who don't remember this story very well about what exactly Toyota did in the first place and why it had to issue these recalls.
In October 2009, the maker issued a recall for a number of vehicles for so-called carpet entrapment, basically loose carpets or floor mats that could get stuck under the accelerator pedal and cause the throttle to jam wide open. This was caused because of the reports of a California Highway Patrol officer and a bunch of his family members who were killed in a fiery crash. A few months later, January of 2010, there was a second recall. That one had to do with potentially sticky accelerators. It was such a serious concern, Toyota actually issued a rare stop sale where they basically shut down, all but shut down their U.S. dealerships until they could get replacement parts and repair those in showrooms, as well as getting parts to repair vehicles that were already out in the field. And then there's been a lot of other concerns over the years, though not proven, that Toyota has also had problems with, well, call them mysterious gremlins that could cause some of their vehicles to soar unexpectedly, race out of control because of supposed electronic problems.
Yeah, Toyota has not been held criminally responsible for accidents resulting from these accelerator issues. So put this settlement into context for us. How important is it?
It's extremely important. And basically, they avoid having criminal charges because of the settlement. It's going to be a costly one. It's $1.2 billion. They've agreed to do all sorts of things, create an office of the safety czar. They put a rapid response team in place that will be able to go and look at problems as soon as they're reported, whether by the company's own engineers or by consumers or by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
But how much does $1.2 billion really hurt Toyota? How much does it make a company of that size, with a cash pile the size that they have, change behavior?
Well, I remember one of their competitors once telling me, a vice chairman at Ford Motor Company said they have more money than God. And that was a long time ago. They have probably more than a lot of deities in place. Consider this. During the most recent quarter, the third quarter of their fiscal year, Toyota earned $5.2 billion. And for the full year, which will end on March 31st, they were expecting to have a total profit of about $18.8 billion. Well, that'll be down about $1.2 billion from this settlement. And, of course, there have been some other things where they've been paying out settlements to get past class action suits and other things. But it's barely a drop in terms of the cash impact, but it's the reputational impact that Toyota has to worry about.
Well, but is it a bad deal for the Justice Department then?
No, it's not. This is the largest such fine ever laid against an automaker. It clearly sends a message to Toyota and, of course, General Motors and other automakers that you better get your act together. There's growing interest on the part of consumers. People used to sort of say safety didn't matter when it comes to cars. People would just sort of ignore it. Well, that's not the case anymore. And manufacturers are very, very eager to look like they are absolutely putting safety as their number one priority.
And yet we've got this story about General Motors facing an investigation into faulty ignition switches. Recent disclosures have shown that GM may have known about the problem as early as 2001. What does all this mean for GM?
Well, this is a problem for GM. They certainly know that the Justice Department isn't going to go easy. Look, we have investigations by Justice, by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, by both houses of Congress, and a tough new CEO, Mary Barra, who certainly doesn't want to have this thing wreck her administration as she tries to take GM the next step now that it is well, it was coming back very strongly after bankruptcy. One of the great ironies is this is a company that has seen its quality scores, its reliability scores rise, its perception among consumers. This is about the worst thing that can happen at the worst time for GM.
Paul Eisenstein with the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.